Yeah.
This is Greg Jingle speaking. How are you doing?
I'm okay, Greg. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks.
Good.
This is actually the second time I've had the opportunity to speak to you.
Well, that's wonderful.
A couple of years ago, I spoke to you when the Olympic Games was going on.
Yeah.
Remember that? I gave you that the story about the French-Greek connection and all that stuff.
I do remember.
That's it. I was listening to the tape this morning.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago. It was 2 years ago. Well,
what's happened since then?
A lot has happened since then. Right. A lot of whales have gone under the Harbour Bridge since then.
Amongst other things.
Yeah.
I was listening to Paul Mansfield before. Very smart man.
Very smart man. Very nice man, too.
And you're actually speaking to former Telstra and Optus salesperson of the month.
Really?
Yep. And can I say if I prefer one of those companies?
Is that whatever you like?
I prefer Telstra.
Well, that's good news. Can you tell me why you prefer Telstra?
Yes, because a lot of people would have, they've always been there, basically. And, you know, they're not going to disappear tomorrow. I mean, I'm from an ISP background.
Yeah.
Like the dot-commers.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they just disappear. You don't know what is going to be around the next day. But
well, that's very true. Very true. Witness some of the activity of late. What you're saying is quite right.
That's right. And they run an excellent network as well.
Well, that's all good news. And thank you very much for telling us that that's your belief.
That's right. And the reason I've called you this morning specifically is to talk to you about reality TV.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually doing a course at TAFE at the moment, which is news media and journalism.
Yeah.
And the assignment I've chosen is reality TV.
Why?
Why? Because it's so controversial. And one of the titles of my assignment, I've called it Jerry Springer, Reality TV, Has He Gone Too Far? Murders, What Next?
Yeah, well... Has he gone too far?
I don't know, and I'm not sure I'm qualified to actually say. I think he has gone a little bit too far, but I mean, I guess I'm not really the judge. But basically, people are going on there, they're getting their emotions all wound up, and I mean, there's been cases where less than 12 hours later, you've got, husband murdering the wife because their emotions have been exposed to a nationwide audience. And
that's right, but they do it. I mean, they voluntarily go there.
That's true.
Idiots.
That's right.
And but I mean, you've got to. Your bus drives would have a bigger number than your IQ to go on that show.
But I'd suggest people had problems before they went on. If they're gonna,
I would suggest they have too.
Dirty laundry before they go on TV, they've probably got big problems to start with.
Well, I would think that they would. And I think that, in a way, Jerry Springer, who I have been told is a very nice man, I think he exacerbates the problem.
Yes,
I think he's totally irresponsible, and I think the shows are ridiculous and almost obscene. And I would be shocked if anybody for whom I had respect and regard told me that they watched it.
Right. Do you feel that strongly about it?
I do. And I think it's tampering with people's emotions.
It is.
And I think it's tampering with stupid people's emotions, which is even worse.
It's a money spinner, though, isn't it? They've got a niche market there. It's made them a lot of money.
Probably has.
Mind you, I mean, money can be a bad thing in this world as well. I mean, money and sometimes bad things going in the world are closely related cousins.
Yeah, well, that's true. Money can't buy your friends. It buys you a very good class of enemy, however.
that's true. Can I tell you about the reality TV shows I was originally going to cover?
Yeah. If I were you, I'd... Your master's degree or whatever it is.
What do you suggest I should do?
I don't know, but... Well, I suppose that's interesting enough. Okay, well, quickly tell me about the other reality show.
At first I was going to do Temptation Island, which is basically just as controversial, but...
That's where they expose some weak-minded individual to some sex siren.
Let me give you the inside scoop on that show. There are people going on to that show which they're saying are couples, where they are not couples at all. That is a fact. I'm in a position to know these things, Don.
Say that again.
There are people going onto that show...
As couples, and they're not couples.
...positioned or presented as couples, but they are not couples at all. They're going on there for the good old buck.
So why am I not surprised to hear this?
Because you've been around for a long time and you're a very smart man.
Not very smart. Been around for a while.
I was also interested before I was looking at doing MTV WWF Tough Enough. That's about the one where people audition to become professional wrestlers. Okay, and I know we all have a laugh about it, but you know what I say? If it was so damn easy, everybody in the world would be a pro wrestler and would all be earning $5 million a year like The Rock and Hulk Hogan, wouldn't we?
Well, I suppose we would. I don't know. That's another program I don't watch. I like the man who produces it because he's quite honest and says it's all BS.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Smart man. He's one of the best marketers of all time.
Yeah, he's very clever.
He runs the top.
And he's quite honest when he says the whole thing's a lot of...
I think that's why it's more popular. Are you going to Melbourne for the show? I am.
No.
They sold...
I've got more important things to do, Greg. I brush my teeth.
They broke a record. They sold around 55,000 tickets.
I'm not surprised.
In 24 hours.
I'm not surprised.
Mate, it's good business, isn't it?
Very clever.
All right, well, I know you've got other people to speak to.
Well, it doesn't matter if you want to keep doing a good talker. You want to keep talking?
Last time I spoke to you, I said, John, just another minute, John, please, you know. But it's always a pleasure to speak to you, John.
That's very nice of you. You're a very polite young man. I hope you do well with whatever it is you're going to do.
Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you, Greg.
Yes, I'll begin in the future.
Bye. Okay. Bye.